Good morning, Chelveston Caldecott and Chelston Rise. It's Friday the 12th of June, and this is Adrian Dale with the Daily Podcast. Well, tomorrow is Scarecrow Day, and I promised that I would use today's podcast to explain exactly what was going to happen. There are 21 entries to the competition. 12 are in Chelveston, 3 are in the churchyard, and 6 are at Chelston Rise. We've asked all entrants to have their scarecrows in place by 9 a.m. on Saturday morning. We would also like them to take a photograph of their entry and send it in to me by any means, email, text, WhatsApp, or pigeon post if needed. You see, I want to assemble a gallery of entries very quickly for all those people who are shielding and who can't go out to look for themselves. Believe it or not, I've also had requests from our remote listeners who also want to see the entries. I would like to boast that Chelston Come Caldecott Scarecrow Festival has gone global, but actually it has. I'm delighted that Derek Wales from Chelston Rise has agreed to be the official photographer for the event. His photos of the VE Day at Chelston Rise really captured the mood, and the quality of the pictures was fantastic. So I'm hoping he can do the same tomorrow, and I can then add his shots next to the snaps taken by the entrants. If I can have a gallery of Derek's high-resolution photos, then viewers can zoom right in to see the detail of each entry, and they can see the quality of the work. And believe me, it'll be worth it. I was out very early yesterday morning, and I caught a glimpse of an entry that I can't name. And believe me, I howled. Anyway, I got distracted. If all the entries are in place by 9 a.m, then residents can dodge the showers and use our new freedom to wander the village and take a look at all the entries at their own pace. But here is the challenge. Chelveston's house and street naming conventions are very strange and hard for the newbie to master. Lucy found this out last week trying to use Google Maps to find the crescent. One of the first things I did in 1998 when I became chair of the council was to address the challenges, and we've added proper street names for all the odd places in the village. So here's the lowdown you need, but consult the maps on the website if you're in doubt. You'll start at Pretoria Cottages. Well, they're actually on the Raunds Road. They're the last houses before you leave the village on the left on the way to Raunds. Entry A, the first entry from Pete and Kathy, is located up there. But if you're going by car, please take care turning round. It isn't that easy, and you may be best going up to the roundabout at Darcy Park and coming back down. Entry B is at number 1 Sawyer's Crescent from Sean, Janellen and Ellie. But the reality is that their scarecrow is effectively on High Street. Oh, the joys of Chelveston. Entry C from Charlie and Ian is at 3 St George's Row. But that's actually at the bottom of Sawyer's Crescent. Entry D is at Scaraben on Water Lane, otherwise known as the House of Tulips. But Water Lane has a mixture of house numbers and house names, and you just don't know where they are, so that's very confusing. But look at the map if you're in doubt. From the Bloms, please then head down to Water Yard. Ah yes, I forgot to mention that the old names are still used even when they aren't on the map. Water Yard is actually the old part of Water Lane. Chad, Steph and the twins have got an entry down there. Then turn around and head back for Dutchy Close, and 3 more entries up there. You may actually find another scarecrow on the way. I've been haunted by an effigy of Lynn all week in the house that she never quite got round to registering. It may appear in our front garden. Entry I is at 15 Water Lane from Chris and Mandy. Confusingly, when Giles and Sharon lived there, they refused to change their address from 15 Brook Lane, which is what it was when they moved in. I was confused for years. It was even in the phone book. But believe me, it's now Water Lane. Keep walking or driving and you'll find the cottage with Zara and Mick's entry. You can't miss it. The cottage is thatched. Confusingly, there's another property in the village also called the cottage, but that's in Caldecott. So who's confused there then? They're two completely different settlements. Mind you, in Chelveston there are still 2 properties called the Makepools and 2 properties with Hawthorne in their name. Another source of huge confusion. And then we have Corner House Cottages, with the entry from Vicky and Sam. Park over at the pub, please. Whatever you do, don't drive your car into Corner House Cottages. When the cottages were built, the parish council thought the entrance was dangerous. Highways disagreed. I'll tell you what, the village was right. Then you head to Peter's Close. So where's that, the oldies say? Well, Peter Close is our newest close, just off the Kimbolton Road lay-by. And please don't drive in there, whatever you do. Park in the lay-by and walk in. Elliot and I always have a 7-point turn to do when we drive in. So, Chelveston complete, and now it's off to Caldicot and the church. Walk up there if you can, or park on the road if you need to. There are only 2 disabled spaces down the drive. And believe me, it's no fun reversing all the way up that driveway. I do it several times a week. Chelston Rise is easy. You can do a drive-by viewing. Or you can park your car just inside the first entrance and walk around, whilst of course observing social distancing. So, take an amble or a quiet drive to view the talent that is on show in Chelston cum Corcord. If you're at the church, there'll be a bucket raising funds to maintain the church and the churchyard. And if you're out and about near 11 a.m, you may catch sight of Wurzel out on a tractor, if it works, that is. He'll be chucking sweets at the kids and raising money for charity too. Come on, dig deep, folks. We've had a good emergency. Now's the time again to pay back. I'm desperate for good pictures of Wurzel, by the way, on his tractor. With the tulips, they will define our emergency, and I need those pictures for the archive. And once you've viewed the entries, you can vote by sending a message to Carol Parsons or me. The events team are running a strictly come dancing system. The votes from the public will be added to those from the judges. Voting closes at 6 p.m. on Saturday, and the results will be announced on the Sunday podcast. So let's have a great day, folks, to finish this emergency. The entrance and the events team have worked hard on this. Let's do them proud. Thank you.